So today we're talking about sugar raising the risk of heart disease. A study published in the Journal of American Medical Association found that people who eat a lot of sugar have higher levels of triglycerides and LDL cholesterol.
That is so true.
They took adults, 6,000 of them, and some ate 46 teaspoons of sugar in one day, some as little as 3 teaspoons, and they compared them, and they found that they had higher levels of bad cholesterol and lower levels of good cholesterol.
Well, and first of all, those levels have to be taken during a fasting time, and so some of that can be a little misleading, but here's what we're really seeing in amongst all of this. We got to put this in perspective. In 1700, people consumed about 4 pounds of sugar per year. In the 1800s, it was 18 pounds of sugar per year. In the 1900s, 90 pounds of sugar per year. In 2009, more than 50% of all Americans consume 1/2 pound of sugar per day, translating to a whopping 180 pounds of sugar per year. Add it up. What sugar does is it causes severe inflammation in your system, and so you've got a myriad of problems that happen in your system. So it suppresses your immune system, it impairs your defenses, infections are more prone to happen in your body. It feeds cancer cells. It's been, you know, that has been connected to cancer for years, because as the sugar levels rose, so did the incidences of cancer. That used to be something that was, you know, you didn't hear that word very often. Now today we're hearing it as a daily, it's a home word. You hear it all the time. It weakens your eyesight. It causes gastrointestinal problems. There's malabsorption in the bowel, and so there's the irritated bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. It's causing premature aging. And of course, we know the obesity problem in the United States today is epidemic. It causes food allergies. There's so many things. How many times do you hear people, and we hear it more and more, you know, I can't eat this, I can't eat this. You know, is this in your foods? Is this in your foods? Which is one reason why here at Family Life, when we do dinner concert, everything is made from scratch. We use only raw sugar, only real butter. Our flour is unbleached, unbromated. We try very hard not to add any more sugar than what we need to, simply because these statistics are astounding. The fluid retention, migraine headaches, depression, you know, something people are dealing with day in and day out. And again, is it any wonder when we see those kinds of numbers and that kind of increase in the consumption of sugars? They're talking that it is very addictive. It can go from one addiction to another in a body. And high blood pressure is another thing that's running rampant because of the high amount of sugar that we're consuming as a nation, and the gum disease. So, you know, yes, the heart, they're doing so many more studies on that because we're having so many problems, but we've got to look at the big picture here. Sugar is causing a myriad of health issues. We cannot hardly walk into a grocery store and get into the middle aisles. If we shop the perimeter of the grocery store, we're not going to get into the sugars. But the minute you go into the middle of your grocery store, you cannot hardly pick up a product that does not have sugar added to it, and so much so that the increase is killing us.
Taking a look at this study specifically, They found that people who had a lot of sugar had increases in bad cholesterol. Do you think that it's just a symptom of a bad diet in general, why these increases were seen, or that sugar can specifically be tied to worse cholesterol?
Well, definitely sugar is tied to worse cholesterol. And the explanation for the cholesterol is not just necessarily heart-related. I guess that's where I was going with all of this. When your immune system is suppressed, your body's natural instinct is to send in the defenses. And when that happens, there's inflammation. What your body does with inflammation is it sends the cholesterol, the plaque, it's sending it in actually to try to protect your body. In doing so, it's laying down all that junk in the arteries. It is a protective device for your system. And as we take in too much sugar, our cholesterol is going to just naturally rise because it's trying to fight what we're putting in.
I think sometimes when people think about cholesterol, they think of eggs and all the fatty foods. Taking it in is one thing, but as you said, your body produces cholesterol. Mm. And so you have to watch that as well, and making sure that a balanced diet is part of your life can also help bring down how much cholesterol your body produces.
Right. I had a friend, a pathologist friend back in Iowa, and he was telling me, I mean, this is back in the 80s. He said, you know, this cholesterol thing is going to be huge. But he said, I'm telling you, I've done autopsies on farmers who ate butter and eggs and bacon for years that didn't have the cholesterol in them that people who had high sugar diets had in their arteries. So we need to really take a step back and really look at what are we putting in. We get so fearful of really some of the natural things that God created, the butter, the cream, eggs, those types of things. And we really go back to the whole foods. I sound, you know, like I just keep saying the same thing over and over again, but back to the whole foods, back to what God created, not all the stuff that man has created. And we'll see some real healing in our bodies. We have amazing systems. They were created to heal themselves, and given the right things and taking some of these high sugar foods out of our diet, the sodas and the processed foods, we will see a huge difference in the cholesterol levels, in the triglycerides, all the way around. We're going to see some amazing results.
Now, if you're eating a healthy diet, this study says that men should have no more than 9 teaspoons of sugar daily, while women a maximum of 6. What does that translate to in terms of food? Like, how many cookies is that? Okay, cookies may not be a good example.
That would be maybe one cookie. And in a can, the average can of pop, you're talking over 16 teaspoons in a 12-ounce can.
So you half a can, you're already at your limit.
You're done. You're absolutely done. And, you know, another thing I guess I want to bring up, too, is so many times you'll see, even in some of the articles that I read, you know, they were saying, oh, bananas are very high in sugar and blueberries are high in sugar. Those are very high in sugars. I had somebody say to me one time, you know, there's the same amount of sugar in a Snickers candy bar as there is in a banana, so I'm just going to eat my Snickers. If all we're looking at is the sugar content, there's a lot of things that we may throw out or think we can substitute. The difference between a good piece of fruit sugar, which is, you know, whole and natural, and your body can assimilate it and utilize it, the enzymes are there, and all of the amino acids that it takes to break down and use what you've just consumed are there. And what fruits can do to heal our bodies is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, there's a list as long as my arm. We need to post that because there's some really wonderful things. Cherries, blueberries, great antioxidant for your eyesight.
Apple a day keeps the doctor away.
And you know, that is so true. And again, the apple is the pectin that's in it, and which helps keep the colon clean. Lemons help cleanse the gallbladder and your whole, the capillaries, the veins, all of that. They help keep the elasticity in your skin. So yes, there are high sugars in some of your fruits, but you've got to compare, no pun intended, apples to apples.
Nice one.